Blog Talk Radio.
Videos, teeing it up from the swamps of Jersey in Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Teeing It Up Presents, the Sunday Sprint for a Sunday. November 15th, the year 2010, we welcome you inside our warm confines up here on a chilly day and warm confines down there on what I'm sure is a very nice day. It's week 10 in the National Football League, and I welcome in the wonderful, the voice of Stetson Football and Basketball, Mr. Luke Morrow.
Good morning.
Will we see a bigger upset today than we saw last night in UFC?
I'll say no. I don't think so. But with all the publicity, you know, I think that was built up to become more of an upset than maybe it actually was. I don't know. But I was kind of happy to see it happen and have Ronda Rousey get knocked down a peg or two.
That is the last bit of UFC analysis on this show because I cannot talk UFC for the life of me. I have no perspective on what's happening. So we're going to skip that topic. I will say this. If there's one upset that I think could happen today, it's the Giants over the Patriots just because of past history.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. And for whatever reason, the Giants apparently have the Patriots number of like Coughlin over Belichick, Manning over Brady, whatever it may be. And in this particular matchup today, you know, a big game for the Giants. And it's fortunate that they're home. If they had to go into Foxborough, I would say a chance for an upset would be very slim to possibly none. At home, going off the past, I do like the Giants' chances a little more, but what really scares me is that defense, which has been getting burned the past few weeks, having to try to stop Tom Brady and that offense even in the Meadowlands.
All right, well, since we've already gotten our feet wet, so to speak, in this topic, let's start here. Since we're already starting in on that game. For me, this should be an easy Patriot win. We've got a Giant team that's banged up, that's had end-of-game problems, which is a Brady and Belichick specialty. This should be an easy win.
You would think so on paper, but again, maybe it's foolish to consider it. But by going off the past success, you like to think that the Giants have something over the Patriots, and if not able to pull an upset, at least keep it close against Rowan being at home. But yeah, you know, on paper, the Patriots are the much better team. It shows in the records, and the Patriots have just been dominant for the most part this season. And there should be a win in New York. I think the only saving grace that people are holding on to is that opinion that the Giants have the secrets in order to beat New England, and maybe they could pull off an upset today because they certainly need the win despite the NFC East being so poor. You like to keep pace or set the pace there on that division.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, this is, you know, that whole division is just fascinating. And here's the Eagles facing a Miami team that is a different team under Dan Campbell. And you look at the standings here, Luke, in the NFC East, and really you've got a Dallas team that's desperately trying to hang on without Tony Romo. And you've got the Giants, the Eagles, and Washington, that's basically just trying to stay afloat. And if they can stay afloat, come to the end of the season, who knows?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that was the game plan for the Cowboys. They just wanted to be able to stay afloat until Tony Romo got back and then felt comfortable being able to then propel themselves to the division title by the end of the season. One of those teams that you mentioned, the Redskins, they take on the Saints this afternoon. And the Redskins, losers in three of their last four, looked pretty poor last week against the Patriots, specifically offensively with Kirk Cousins. Now they welcome in a New Orleans team that has been lighting up the scoreboard of late. And as we just touched on, Washington needing to continue to win to try to keep up in the NFC East.
The old slogan for the PGA Championship was Glory's Last Shot. I loved it, but then the FedEx Cup came along and Tim Fincham requested that the PGA of America drop the slogan. And the PGA instead chose This Is Major, which has been banned for many reasons by many in the golf media. excuse me, but for me, Luke, I look at that slogan, "Glory's Last Shot," as what the Saints are doing. This could be the last rodeo for this group, Sean Payton, Drew Brees, etc. And they've been playing like the New Orleans Saints that we thought they would be here over the last couple of weeks. This is a team that has now put up 241 points, and their point differential is now only 27. It was a lot wider earlier in the season. This is a team that I think, even if they don't make the playoffs in a division which has the 8-0 Panthers right now, they could play spoiler down the stretch.
And for Kirk Cousins, who had a terrible game last week, he may have some opportunities today, because as good as the Saints' offense has been, defense has been pretty miserable. They gave up the 49 points to the Giants 2 weeks ago in that shootout game. Last week, 34 points to Marcus Mariota, obviously a rookie in that struggling Titans offense. Titans also missed a kick, so it could have been even worse. But the defense now, you go into Washington, and they have to figure it out. They'll have the opportunity today to slow down Kirk Cousins, but Kirk needs to find a way to win, because despite being just one game back in the division in the loss column for the Redskins, which is hard to believe, they just looked pretty poor over the past few weeks, and this is a game at home against a pretty good Saints team that if you want people to believe in you, you have to find a way to win.
Absolutely. For me, let's flip now to the first place Minnesota Vikings.
Did you think you'd be saying that in the middle of November?
No, and it pains me, especially after the Jets' complete and utter clock mismanagement on Thursday night. but we won't go there, thankfully. The first place Vikings, that is, oh my. Anyway, what should we know about the first place Minnesota Vikings?
Well, you know, this is an interesting matchup, because as you and I have talked over the past couple of weeks here, we both seem to be fans of this Raiders team. And for the Vikings to have to go out to California also makes it a little tougher. Minnesota has not won a game on the West Coast from making that sort of trip in about 8 years now. So they'll try to do that today after the embarrassing loss against the 49ers to start the season when they had to go out west. But it's an interesting matchup. The Raiders scare me, especially that offense. And so you have the Vikings, who have allowed the second fewest points in the league this year, going up against the Raiders' offense, which has been one of the best over the past few weeks. And it'll be interesting to see which one outperforms the other. And then on the flip side, the Raiders have been pretty decent against the run. And you know, like most teams, they're going to try to stop AP and stack the box. But the Raiders are last in pass defense. So the game may come down to Teddy Bridgewater, who at times has been inconsistent this season. And a lot of teams are forcing Bridgewater to be the guy to have to beat them as opposed to Adrian Peterson. I expect the same today. So if Bridgewater can make the plays, then the Vikings could very well be 7-2. If he struggles today, maybe it's a tough road win for Minnesota, who certainly plays much better at home than on the road. But if they want to be a playoff team, you got to be able to win on the road, and they have to do that today.
How do you feel about Teddy today?
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm always confident in him. It's interesting going up against Derek Carr. I mean, Carr's been fantastic this year. He may be having the better season, but Bridgewater over the course of their short careers, you know, has more wins. So I like Bridgewater. I think a lot of people are focusing too much on a couple of negatives and maybe blowing those up. I don't think he's having as down of a year as some may think. So still have confidence in the quarterback. Excited to see what he does today.
Let me say this, having faced the Raiders, watch out. This team is a lot better than people think. Amari Cooper's the real deal. Carr's coming along. The defense held the Jets back, especially the running game. And obviously, now look, Adrian Peterson is a lot better than Chris Ivory and company. But still, watch out for them. If I'm you guys, you have to get up early. It's an ugly stadium. It's not going to be the loudest environment you play in all year. It's not going to have the mystique of Lambeau. But really, this is something to watch out for. This could be a big time. I'm not sure we can even call the Raiders a trap game anymore. But this game could cause you a lot of problems.
Yeah, I agree. I'm looking forward to watching the Raiders. Chiefs are in Denver taking on the Broncos. Broncos 7-1. Of course, they beat the Chiefs earlier this season on that crazy fumble and such in the end of the game. Anyway, the Chiefs can redeem themselves in Mile High today.
Don't you feel that this could be Peyton's last rodeo?
I think it probably should be.
And, you know, these games all become big for him. You know, little things like this. Obviously, you look at the standings in the AFC West, and it's a three-game lead for Denver over Oakland. I doubt that the Broncos and the Raiders run into each other in a, you know, division, you know, who will decide the division battle. But for me, if you're Denver, you have to win every single game. You got to get Peyton a bye week. You know, that's the stuff you have to worry about. And lo and behold, Luke, we have 2-8-0 teams in this conference. And there's Denver now at 7-1 who may not control their own destiny. Now, we have the Manning-Brady Bowl coming up Thanksgiving Sunday. So some of this could get figured out. But you would like to see whatever that would be, 9-1 versus 10-0 at that point, and have that decided. And for me, Luke, I look at this game. Denver has to run the ball, take the pressure off of Peyton. The Chiefs are not that very good. They're 3-5. I don't see a lot in this team. They were actually 1-5 until they went on a two-game winning streak here. I think this is a big game for Denver, divisional matchup, and just get themselves to the Manning-Brady Bowl.
Yeah, and I think that's why they went out and got Vernon Davis, because of how competitive the AFC is. And they have to keep up, and they have to win today against an under 500 Chiefs team at home. Tonight, Sunday Night Football, Cardinals in Seattle.
Because this is Vernon's first game with him. That's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Not a problem. Cardinals and Seattle tonight, Sunday Night Football in Seattle. The Seahawks are only 4-4, but I see they're still in top 8 in power rank.
I can't explain that one. I don't think the Seattle team, frankly, is very good. I don't see why people are respecting them as much as they are. What's fascinating about this conference is that besides the Panthers, we've got a bunch of teams here that I don't think are very good. The Packers have gone backwards. I still don't believe in your Vikings. The Panthers are very solid. The Cardinals are 6-2, but it's a weak conference. Weak division. I still think the Super Bowl winner comes out of the AFC somewhere. Probably the Patriots. For some reason, I don't believe in either of these two teams.
I don't buy into Seattle at this point. They're coming off two wins against two bad teams. I like the Cardinals on the road. I think the Cardinals are a good team.
Yeah, I now don't get me wrong. The Cardinals are a good football team, but I don't think there'll be anything that we'll be talking about come January. But you never know. Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald. It's a good crop of guys. Which can always elevate you if they get hot at the right time. Luke, we have under 2 minutes left. This is the end of our radio program, which means we need to talk about our game picks. The game of the day is where we begin. And for me, I look at, believe it or not, Minnesota and Oakland.
Wow. I'm shocked. I'm going Patriots-Giants.
Just because of the fact that the Giants can ruin another perfect season?
That's the hope.
Interesting. We shall see how that turns out. Your sleeper game of the day.
Yes. I'll say Dolphins-Eagles, I suppose.
Okay. I'm going to go Green Bay-Detroit. I think that could sneak up on the Packers. They got to win that game. That's essential that they win that game. Your game to watch, the OHL Classic at Mayakoba during.
The Jaguars-Ravens, 2-6 teams.
I'm going to say that for that game and the game that is a survivor lock into the Gills, because I don't think Jacksonville has any wrong pick on that game. My survivor game is actually going to be Cincinnati-Houston. Sorry, I got my picks mixed up. What's your survivor game?
I got the Panthers staying undefeated with a win in Tennessee.
That's a good one to look at, too, though Mariota is better than a lot of people think. Your pick, player to watch today?
Aaron Rodgers returning home, needing to end this losing streak.
You read my mind? I was going to go A-Rod, too. That's the other A-Rod. The other A-Rod actually behaved himself this season, believe it or not, and is now a television star.
That's right.
Imagine if Discount Double Check and A-Rod come together in one commercial.
Can't wait to see it.
Luke, it is always a pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine.
Have a great Sunday, everybody.